You'd like to think that if anyone would have accurate information about global climate change, it would be science teachers. But this study concludes that is not always the case. Dr. Ben Herman, an assistant professor of science education at the University of Missouri, was the lead researcher on the project.
This study was sponsored by a National Science Foundation climate change education grant. It was focused at looking at the state of climate change education in Florida and the Caribbean. So part of that was looking at, hey, what are the teacher knowledge bases and what are their climate change teaching practices? And to be honest, that area is going to have some of the biggest impact from climate change due to things like sea level rise and the like. So it made sense to do the research in that area.
In this study, Herman surveyed 220 secondary science teachers in Florida and Puerto Rico to determine their knowledge about climate change science. While the majority of the surveyed teachers accurately responded that fossil fuel use, automobiles, and industry emissions were major causes of climate change, they also exhibited notable climate change misconceptions.
The overarching issue is that secondary science teachers, and these are ones that claim to teach extensively about climate change, they exhibit misconceptions at a similar rate to the general American public. For instance, a large proportion thought that ozone layer depletion was a primary driver of climate change. Another issue is that a large proportion thought that in order to be valid, climate change must be based on controlled experiments, which is just patently false. I mean, controlled experiments would be inappropriate and ineffective at a global scale. I mean, you can't take one earth and put it in a box and have it as a control and another earth and put another box and have it as a treatment.
Nearly all of the teachers in Puerto Rico and more than 70% of the Florida teachers believed incorrectly that ozone layer depletion and pesticide use were at least minor, yet significant, causes of climate change. Dr. Herman says that many of these educators did not get training in climate science.
They tend to focus on specific disciplines when they're going through teacher preparation. For instance, you'll have a secondary biology teacher and they focus primarily on biology and take coursework in that. A chemistry teacher focuses primarily on chemistry. And so they don't get the cross-disciplinary study that's required to understand something like climate change because climate change is a big problem and draws from so many disciplines. Oftentimes, there isn't the funding nor support for professional development opportunities for teachers to address something like climate change or have the materials even that are spot-on accurate about how climate scientists work is conducted. And then how to teach this important topic in the classrooms.
One thing the study did not show was any political resistance to teaching climate science in the classroom. Dr. Herman says some teachers reported getting some pushback on the subject from parents and the public, but for the most part, they got no pressure from school boards and administrators on the topic. The study says these teachers need support in the form of updated training and materials.
I mean, they're a very passionate group of people that deeply care about preparing children for tackling issues such as climate change. So they want and need the support to develop the knowledge and approaches necessary for effectively instructing about this topic, given that it's probably the most significant environmental issue that we're facing today. So I'm very optimistic that as far as climate change education, we'll be getting better at that.
The study, entitled Florida and Puerto Rico Secondary Science Teachers' Knowledge and Teaching of Climate Change Science, was published in the International Journal of Science and Mathematics Education. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.